Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Our correspondent Anya Bhartwaj and Bismi Taskin wrote an article titled, Was Jamia Youth Help for IS Fundraising Goaded by Syria Girl? NIA Probe Finds Romantic Angle. This is Tenzin Zompa, and in today's episode, I bring to you the podcast version of this article. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has found a potential romantic angle behind the alleged participation of a 22-year-old Jamia Millia Islamia BTech student in raising funds for the Islamic State terror group, the Print has learned. According to security sources, the student arrested Saturday for his alleged association with the IS fell in love with a girl in Syria who encouraged him to collect money through crowdfunding for jihad and send it to the ISIS, another name for IS camps, including Al-Hol in Syria, which is a detention camp for people displaced by the IS war. Patna native Mohsin Ahmed, the sources said, had collected over rupees 4 lakh in cryptocurrency in the account of a leading crypto platform, not just from India but also from Maldives, Bangladesh and Indonesia. This money, the sources added, was then sent to Iraq and Syria to further ISIS activities. The NIA arrested the electrical engineering student from Butler House on charges of being an active ISIS member in connection with a case registered on 25th June pertaining to online and on-ground activities of the terror group across India. Ahmed was held after the agency was alerted about his suspicious activities by a Jamia student, the sources said. The student, the sources added, was in touch with people in Iraq and Syria through Facebook and Telegram for almost 3 years and was radicalized over time. One of the sources said, and I quote, he was taking coaching classes for engineering in Quetta, and that is where he came in touch with people online who sent him literature on jihad. He would often watch ISIS videos, including those of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the late leader of the group, unquote. The source further adds, and I quote, he was completely radicalized and became a part of several Telegram channels where the idea of jihad was discussed, unquote. The source adds, and I quote, this is the time when he got in touch with the woman online who was based in Syria. In this questioning, he claimed that he fell in love and that she asked him to collect funds through crowdfunding and send them to Syria. Ahmed, the source said, then started discussing the idea with a group of classmates in Jamia, trying to convince them to quote-unquote join the fight. The student's family, however, has questioned his involvement in the activities he's accused of. Ahmed's father told the Print that his son was very bright. He said, and I quote, he scored 94% in his class 10 exam. He isn't how it's been portrayed everywhere, unquote. Ahmed has three sisters, two elder and one younger, who refuted the charges against him as well. When asked about the alleged relationship, one of the sisters said, and I quote, this is a joke. He's a shy mick and I would have known if he was in love. Also, if he was radicalized, then why didn't we see it all this while when he was living with us? Wouldn't he be discussing it at home? Ideology is first shared with the family, unquote. The sister said Ahmed was in Quetta for less than a year before class 12 exam. She added, and I quote, he wanted to be a pilot, then he planned to study computer science, but instead he got admission in electrical engineering. We are holding strong, he will be out and has a long life ahead. The investigators meanwhile have contacted the cryptocurrency wallet company to get data on the alleged transactions made by Ahmed. Ahmed's arrest, the sources said, is part of a larger crackdown to bust a network of ground workers spread across India who are working for the IS trying to radicalize and induct youths in the country. The NIA had been working on specific inputs about youths willing to join the IS and how they are brainwashed over the internet, they added. According to the sources, they have identified areas from where these inductions have been happening. The aforementioned source said, and I quote, these people are in different states but are part of the same network. They are in touch with each other with the help of encrypted social media platforms. They are given a task to radicalize and rope in many youths as possible, and some promising recruits like Ahmed are being asked to identify sympathizers and generate funds. Last Sunday, the NIA conducted searches at 13 locations in Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Bihar, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh in connection with the case, and is said to have seized incriminating material. The NIA also conducted searches in Kerala's Thiruvananthapuram district in a case pertaining to the suspected IS sympathizer Satik Bacha, who was arrested along with four others in Tamil Nadu for allegedly hatching a conspiracy to threaten public and police and for attempting to murder the police personnel who checked their vehicle on 21st February. According to an NIA statement, Bacha and his accomplices were involved in inciting hatred for secession of a part of India and had intended to disrupt the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India by forming outfits like Khalifa Party of India, Khalifa Front of India, intellectual students of India and associating themselves with the proscribed terrorist organizations IS/Daesh and Al-Qaeda, unquote. Nestled in the cramped lanes of Butler House, Japani Gali is the four-story building where Ahmed lived with four roommates. The interconnected lanes are easy for anyone to get lost in. Until Ahmed's arrest, the building was largely inconspicuous, but in the days since, it is being described by local residents as a building where the boy who is being called a terrorist lived. Neighbors and shopkeepers remain tight-lipped on the arrest. While some called it anti-Muslim propaganda, others accused the security agencies of stereotyping the Butler House area where the infamous encounter took place 14 years ago. An immediate neighbor told the Prim that Ahmed and four other boys, all students, moved into the flat about a fortnight ago. The 40-year-old man said, and I quote, "Five of them moved in here and lived together. They never made any noise. There was no chaos until the NIA came. They first took three boys but released two of them later that day. Now everyone identifies this building as one where a terrorist suspect lived," unquote. He further added, and I quote, "They are all students living away from their families. One cannot completely vouch for his innocence, but who goes for coaching for 2 years and then gets into a top-notch engineering college to become a terrorist?" Unquote. Something isn't adding up. However, no one wants to wait for the truth. The arrest and trial process becomes the punishment. The boy's details are all over the media. No one is thinking about his family, he further said. A shopkeeper recollected that he saw the boys sometimes but never together. He said, and I quote, "But it's not possible to remember their names or faces as so many students live here. Mohsin came to get daily things. He is soft-spoken and appears meek." Thank you so much for listening to The Print Pod. We will be soon back with another episode.